It's a remarkable photo. Documents recovered by the FBI from its raid on the Florida home of former President Donald Trump. Some marked in bright red or yellow, top secret. And if you look closely, others marked HCS, highly classified papers, which could have details on American spies or secret human sources. The August 8th raid came after repeated efforts by the authorities to have Trump's team return documents taken when he left the White House. Trump's lawyers claimed they had made a diligent search and they had nothing that needed to be returned, but the raid uncovered more than 100 classified documents, not just in the storage area at Mar-a-Lago, but in the ex-president's desk, the filing stating that government records were likely concealed and removed and that efforts were taken to obstruct the government's investigation.
The idea that he didn't know he was holding on to classified information and they were sitting in his desk, in his office, not just in the storage room, it's very hard to make the argument.
On Truth Social, the ex-president's social media channel, he offered up a line of defense. Terrible the way the FBI, during the raid of Mar-a-Lago, threw documents haphazardly all over the floor, perhaps pretending it was me that did it, and then started taking pictures of them for the public to see. Thought they wanted them kept secret. Lucky I declassified. But while running for president in 2016, he attacked Hillary Clinton's handling of sensitive documents, insisting no one was above the law.
My administration, I'm going to enforce all laws concerning the protection of classified information.
Some of what was recovered from Mar-a-Lago was so sensitive, according to the court filing, even the FBI counterintelligence personnel and DOJ attorneys conducting the review required additional clearance before they were permitted to review certain documents. Trump's team have filed a request for a special master, an independent set of eyes, saying the FBI seized documents to which they had no legal right. But the Department of Justice says all the documents have now been reviewed, that none need to be returned because they belong to the government, not to one individual, and that Donald Trump never declassified them. And that is what could put the ex-president and his team at legal jeopardy. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at the Department of Justice in Washington.